transition once again back out to the main room.
We've moved a lot this week already.
I like it,
not even 24 hours in.
We are not, and we're fluid and dynamic, moving around, and we met our new friend from Entergy, Yasmin.
That's me.
Or I was about to say Yasmin.
Yasmin,
you stole her whole intro.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Please.
You can put the accent on the I, Yasmin.
Yasmin.
Oh, wait. Yasmin.
Yeah, exactly.
Please introduce yourself to the audience.
I'm Yasmin. I've been with Entergy now for a year. Prior to that, I was in piping engineering with oil and gas.
And so you're an engineer by trade?
Yes.
Where'd you go to school?
University of Alaska.
Whoa. Yeah. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah. Slow up.
How did you end up here, and how did you end up in Alaska?
Alaska was just kind of like a little adventure. I grew up in Florida, and then I just wanted something different.
Okay, I have a connection of the dots. Keep going.
And then I was up there, and we had the like economic crisis down here, right? And it was kind of safe up there with the oil industry kind of cushioning everything. So I stayed there, finished school, started my career, and then my sister was living here. So I decided about 4 years ago it was time to move. Getting out of Alaska is difficult because it's so far away and logistics.
Right?
So, once you pull that Band-Aid off.
Okay, this is interesting because you mentioned two things. Florida, I'm in West Palm Beach. Where were you at?
Destin.
Okay, up in the panhandle. And my wife, her lineage is from the Tlingit tribe.
Oh, cool.
And she is of the Raven clan. From and her tribe is from the Alaska area. She's a generation away from that, but very close to it. So, and she now resides in Florida. She's been in the industry too, long time.
What a stretch!
Yeah,
all right.
That.
So, have you been to LGA before?
Yes, I attended in November 2021.
How do you feel about the association, our industry as a whole? Do you like it here? Is it home?
Yeah, I like it. It's a good vibe. Everyone remembers each other. I noticed that. And
this guy.
Yeah. It's
He'll
got a family feel.
You'll never forget you, I promise.
No,
this
I won't.
This is what we do. It's,
yeah. This is our family.
Yep.
Everybody here, this is our family, you know? Extended, but...
Go ahead. We're new at this too. We've got people everywhere. Is this your first time out this year in a conference?
I attended AGA in May, but that was a little different. It wasn't the vendor.
You were here for that. Did you go over to House of Blues then and do the thing?
I did not.
Okay, that was good.
Choices.
That was crazy.
Good choices.
Yeah,
that was. Jimmy, you were here for that.
I was here for that. Yeah, I sit on the LNG committee.
Okay.
You probably met him there for the first time.
No, I would have. I don't.
He would have remembered Yasmin.
Yeah, Yasmin.
We will never forget that. Well, Yasmin, it's been awesome. Thank you for joining
us.
Thank you for keeping our system safe and with re-engineering and putting new pipes in and everything. Thank you. It's great to call you our friend.
We'll be right back. We are now.
Lead us in, James. Please.
We are
you guys
back.
Have the connection here.
We are back. And we have a very special guest. And so I've heard about this person. It's almost like a legend at this point. Because now I've been in the industry for almost 6 years, okay? So my father-in-law, whose name's Don Embry, he worked for Targa for a number of years and was part of that OQ program over there.
Yep.
And I had no clue what that was.
Back then.
I'm sure he told me stories upon stories about things I had no clue about, and I just nodded.
Yep.
Fast forward, I joined the industry.
Energy World,
then? And I started talking. He asked me what I do, and I started telling him about it. And he's like, you know that's what I do, right? And so one thing leads to another, and sure enough, I'm in the industry that he left, right? Well, I tell him I'm going to LGA, and he said, I hope that you get to see my good friend, Suki, from Targa. And so today is the first time I got to meet her. We talked on email a little bit. Yes. Everybody brokered it all, and then y'all knew each other before.
Well, now there's a little email going on. They're like, we have to meet the Sue Guidry from Targa. She's going to be an LGA. She's a VIP. And they're going back and forth. And
VIP.
finally, I chimed in. I'm like, wait a minute, guys. Sue and I are on a hug basis. Like every year when we see each other at event, we give a hug. And we've known each other for years.
So,
back to the Royal Sonesta days.
The Royal Sonesta days, yes.
Never speak of it again.
And I said, we are going to see Sue and connect a lot of dots. And this is the most important year.
It really
because
was.
Of the family lineage. I love that.
Oh, my gosh.
And
his father-in-law, I love Don Embert. We worked together. We actually built Targa's OQ program.
Together?
Together, yes. We were on the committee that did it. There were about five of us. And we built the OQ program. And Don was just so much fun to be around. Him and Cal Wrangham and a whole bunch of other people.
Wrangham, man.
They're great people.
I've heard all these names.
Isn't that great?
Very fortunate they mentored me. And, of course, if you ask them, they'll say that I bullied them. So it's whatever.
Now, exactly I would, knowing Sue, when she says I may have bullied them, she may have coerced them a little
brand?
Bit.
Is that on brand for
just,
Sue?
Just a little bit. Well, I mean, you know, now... with the LGA, as the current president of the LGA.
I know, let me ask you,
you're
incoming.
Are the current or
no,
incoming?
I am current.
You're
okay.
current.
I became president last October.
Okay.
In October of 2021. And then we had a conference here in November. And I said, you know, this is so offbeat for us because we don't do it in November. But because of COVID, it changed the nature of things. So we did a kind of mini conference here. Maybe 300 people showed up.
Yep.
And as we ended the conference, Stephen Giambroni with the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources said, hey, what can we do to make it better next year? I said, we can start now. And we did. And I am so thrilled because the LGA is just a great organization to be part of. And the people that I work with, which I'm the only woman on the board right now.
Love it.
We've had more women in the past, but right now I'm the only woman. And most of the board members have said, we don't have a problem with you being president. We're used to taking orders from a woman. So it's like, it's fine. And so as we came into this and they made me the president, the guys would all say, Madam President. I said, I don't like that term. I said, can you just shorten it to Her Royal Highness? And so, hence the crown.
Oh,
yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Now it all comes together.
It all makes sense now. And so, when we started planning the conference, one of the ladies with the Tapman Group, who is our management agency for the LGA.
And they do a fantastic job.
They do an awesome
friends
job.
Friends of the show.
Yeah.
The
David's,
show.
Been,
David's
on.
Been on.
Oh, yes. David is a great guy.
Yes.
His staff, Jamie Bleek.
But I was going to say, but the real people who do the work there.
Jamie Bleek, Lauren Giffen, Jamie Freeman, and
Rock
Abby Bush.
Stars.
They have been awesome. And I will tell you, if I ask a stupid question, they will come back and they say, we can make that happen. And it's awesome. They're great to work with.
Can I tell you, this whole thing with coffee, working with Jamie Blink?
Yes.
Jamie was like, what do you need? I'm like, we just need a little bit of space. She's like, you got it. Pick out your space, grab it there, we'll get you tables.
Yes.
She makes it boom, boom, boom.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
They keep us on track. They keep us moving in the right direction. And the LGA board, this year I'm excited. We've got new members in the board. We're actually seeing... a couple of old members returned to the board.
That's great.
From different companies, and it's been great. And it's always so much fun because I get to a meeting and I'm going up to people and saying, hi, I'm Sue Guidry, I'm the president, who are you? And they go, oh, I'm the new board member from wherever. And
that's
going,
great.
Great, you know, and we encourage our people to get involved with our committees and our education committee especially because the mission of the LGA is training and education. And we have a facility on the state police grounds in Zachary, Louisiana.
Known as Gas Tech?
Known as Gas Tech.
I've heard about it.
Yes.
We have.
I know a guy that has talked about it several times with me.
Well, we are so excited that Rusty Burrows is our education committee chair, and I have not seen Rusty here.
I have not yet either.
I don't know if he's here, but we are working hard to get at least one or two trainings in this year. but we are wanting to beef it up to where next year, at the beginning of the year, the curriculum comes out and people are able to sign up and get those trainings that they need, that education they
It'll
need.
Happen. Well,
yeah, and we want to be a part of that too, for sure. And, any way we can help.
And we are also hoping that as that training progresses, we will be able to offer the training facility to companies to say, hey, you've got some hands-on training stuff that we can bring to our employees.
Absolutely.
Would we be able to rent that facility? Or if you're an LGA member, and we want to encourage people to become members, of course, and be able to have use of those facilities, the training, the conference, everything.
And just to give our audience a little bit of idea, there's like a little mini village there that embodies homes with meter sets so people can work on live systems, quote unquote, in a controlled environment.
In a controlled environment.
Controlled pipes in the ground. It's a wonderful, wonderful event.
And our deal is that we're going to work first with the gas side, with the gas distribution and gas transmission. And we are already soliciting our transmission members for old equipment, processors, things that we can use on the liquid side. And we've even had some interest from the state police in saying, hey, can we go with you and even our firefighters to say, let's simulate a propane release and how we're going to handle it.
Yep.
And we're like, yes, let's
do
these things. And I think, the synergy is there with everything.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's awesome. So we're hoping that maybe it'll be after my reign is over, but at least we're working toward that. Well, if you're a queen, you have to have a
wave. I know, that makes total sense.
Yes.
I love it.
I do have the wave.
So we're going to have you come back on. I will tell you this is my first time at an LGA event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've tried really hard to get here. He's talked my ear off about him.
For years.
And I'll tell you, I fell in love with it already. I hadn't been here 24 hours, and I love everything about it.
Oh, I have to tell you, this is so much above what we even thought we would get for this year.
So great.
We are so excited.
Yeah. Well, we need to have you on within your reign.
Yes.
Before your reign is over, we would love to have you on the show to talk about some of the initiatives going on in LGA.
Oh, I would love to do it.
And talk a little bit more depth about them, because we can talk all day.
Well, my problem is, you're going to have a hard time shutting me up.
Not you, Sue. Not you.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Well, Sue, it's been awesome. Thank you so much for
everything
you did.
And of course, so tell Don hi for me. And Jim, I'm apologizing for my cold hands. It's freezing in here.
We're on a hug basis.
We are on a hug basis. And I would hug you closer, but I have a glass of wine.
That's right.
So considerate. Yeah. All right. Hey, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
86, I had one.
I have a year for you guys.
Let's go.
1996.
I remember it well.
1996 was the year that the Louisiana Pipeliners Association was founded.
She got us on track.
No, wait a minute now, Monique. Monique Roberts, please introduce yourself to the audience.
Yeah. Okay, well,
this one thing at a time.
Hi, my name's Monique Roberts, and I'm here representing the Louisiana Pipeliners Association tonight. And we're sponsoring the reception tonight because we are hashtag partners in pipeline safety with LGA. I'm actually also the first recipient of the Louisiana Pipeliner Scholarship 25 years ago.
I'm sorry, how many?
25 years ago when I was at our inception. So my father.
You won that when you were five?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's a gem.
Thank you.
I was surprised he didn't pull it.
I was ready to pull it out.
It's one of his favorite things.
I was going to say four, but.
So Louisiana Pipeliners Association was started actually by my dad, Mark
That's
Roberts.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm a multi-generational pipeliner. Yeah, you can't get out. We're
that.
Like, the Louisiana pipelines are like mafia. Like, you can't get out. Like,
You heard that here first.
We're friends, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're
good.
Friends.
We're good.
We are.
We're
okay.
Are we in
friends.
On it? Okay.
So there's a lot of groups of people that work together. We work together a lot with the Louisiana Gas Association, and we love working with them. We love partnering with them as well. And so Louisiana Pipeliners Association, which is louisianapipeliners.org.
I'm sorry, one more time?
louisianapipeliners.org.
.org.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're a nonprofit organization, and our main goal is to bolster the economy in Louisiana related to oil and gas pipelines. And so we do a lot around scholarships. Actually, we've given out over the past 25 years $1.7 million
wow.
in scholarships.
Wow.
That's intense.
Yeah, it's literally the coolest thing we do. Yeah.
That's
intense.
It really
is.
Yeah, it is.
That's one thing, being involved in a bunch of associations across the U.S. And more, seeing all the scholarship money that's raised, like, no matter what, right? I'm a part of OGA and seeing that, right? That money, TGA,
yeah.
LGA, the pipeline.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much money being poured in to these next generation of natural gas and pipeline.
Yep, and I love the emphasis that we have in our industry about trade schools, the importance of them now, in the past, and more importantly, in the future. And so it's a wonderful thing.
We really want to support the next generation of pipeliners, and we also want to make sure that they understand that giving back is very important, right? And that's some of the questions that we ask all of our interviewees, is how they give back and how they volunteer, because we all volunteer to be a part of these organizations. So in Oklahoma, right, you said OGA, Oklahoma actually had the first pipeliners club and association, and now
there's... Would that be the Tulsa one? Or well, Oklahoma as a whole?
I am not going to start in on that
fight.
That's
we're
like
not gonna
a Hatfield and a McCoy situation.
Cool. Yeah. Whoa. I'm sure I'll hear about it at the next board meeting.
Let
now.
It go. Yeah.
Yeah. But you have pipeliner clubs in Atlanta.
Sure.
You have them in Rocky Mountains, Appalachia.
Of
course, Houston is a huge organization as well. And I actually was a part of the Houston Pipeliners Association back when I was in college and got that scholarship as well.
So you didn't
my dad
tell them
up.
About the Louisiana stuff,
nope,
huh?
My dad cleaned up. He's
you're
like, baby, you're going to get them all.
Yeehaw! This week. Next week.
Yeah.
She's in Minnesota. So.
Well, don't you know?
Don't
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Thank you for that there scholarship.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
For sure. Got them all. Yeah.
I don't think I could pass.
She's still living off of her scholarships
I
to
helped
this
you.
Day.
We would have gotten it.
Right,
that's
right.
What this is how it was sponsored tonight.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that
it
really
cool?
Yeah. So, you know, there's so many great organizations out there to
there
help
are.
Bolster the pipeline industry. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And a little tidbit, I'm trembling with anticipation because tomorrow we're gonna have a full segment with you.
Gosh.
And apparently she's subcontracting it out as
I
well.
I'm trying to invite
because she walked
people.
Up and said, can I have guests on my show? So I don't know if she even knows that we're here tomorrow.
No. I think, like, all of a sudden.
Do you know how podcasts work?
Well, like, I don't want to have to talk the whole, I talk so much. Like, literally,
really
anyone
do.
That knows me knows that I
you
talk
really
so
do.
Much.
But
you
we
really
love
do.
That about you. That's what we love. Somebody that can out-talk me. I just, see, I love it in these situations where I can just go like this.
Okay.
Wow.
Monique, your energy is infectious.
It
we
is.
We love you. Thank you for joining us
Thank
tonight.
You.
Thank you for this awesome event.
Thank
yes.
you.
All the work
Appreciate
you do,
absolutely.
Period, for our industry. Thank you so much.
And
we'll
thank
see
you guys
tomorrow.
The same. Absolutely. Thank you so much for bolstering our economy and our industry as well. You guys do a great
anything
job for that. Thank you.
It's a team effort. Everybody adds to it. We'll be back. Yep.
I've never had an audience this close. I'm intimidated.
He was right there.
Let us know how we do.
He is on top of us with our, I'm not going to say our new friend, but our friend.
Oh, certainly. Friend.
Definitely my
friend.
New friend.
Are connected on LinkedIn. We are, and then we're just talking about having some political figures that she know that may be running for governor of Louisiana.
No big deal.
Head of, what was the other one you said?
He's a congressman.
Congressman.
Garrett Graves. I can name drop.
Yeah, why not?
That's
your
call.
They're going to be guests.
It's your future. I'm not
my future. So, our future. Are you Louisiana residents?
No, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Well, you know what? We're all holding hands.
That's right. We're all from Texas.
There you go.
We're basically neighbors.
Yeah, Billy Nungesser's definitely running for governor. So is our attorney general who... His name has just escaped me, which he's not going to be happy.
Yes,
but
it's okay.
That's
you want
right.
to start over?
No.
We're good. Heather Kleinpeter, she is a friend of ours, and we're excited to have her on. We're going to tell a little bit to our audience about your role in your organization, what you do, and some of your niches.
Sure.
Wait, that's a big word for me. Niches in the market.
So I believe you could speak in much bigger words. I believe in you.
Yeah, sometimes.
Niches.
But I am business development for Vantage Contractors, which does vegetation management, right-of-way management. We will get out in the marsh and make sure that your platforms are proper and that you've got everything you need to be able to, you know, have a clear line.
Safety.
We have a great safety record, by the way.
I bet you, I'm sure you do.
Definitely the best.
Love it.
It's a term I like to use. But that's what I do. So I'm here having an incredible time at this
great event.
Conference because it's been one of the most effective conferences I've been to. And in terms of decision makers, people I have a hard time meeting with because they have had a little bit of that kind of under restriction. And so I highly recommend this conference.
I agree. Yep. I've been very impressed with it. My first one.
How many have you been to?
My first one at this.
It's an LG, okay. And I've been doing these for, I think this is my 14th or 15th year.
Wow.
Yep. So I started when I was 4. But watch out, lightning was going to strike me. But I agree with you. It really is a great conference. And until you actually get here and really embrace it, that's when you really see the value of it. So.
That's absolutely right.
And I'll tell you, being around these folks, it feels like home. It feels like our industry. It is, right?
It is.
But you can tell the people here don't care about state lines. No. Don't care what role you're in. Don't care, you know, which operator you work for or what it might be. It's all about a greater cause, which
that's
is
right.
What I really like.
You're absolutely right. That's a great point. Because no one said, no one's nervous, what do you want from me? You know what I mean? Like, they're all just like, how can we connect? Exactly, what are you going to sell? And I was telling him one of my favorite things about being in business development is that I'm not selling anyone. I'm here to say, what do you need?
What's your pain? What's your problem?
That's right. And it may not even be what I do.
No, but you may know somebody that does it and you connect the dots.
That's correct.
Oh, and she is
this love language.
That is my love language right there. Because it comes back tenfold to you.
Sure.
You help one person out, then all of a sudden people are going to be like, Heather knows her stuff. She really helped me out. You know, it comes back.
So in our audience, our very close audience, Bar Air Patrol, Belle, has been my angel because I didn't really know people in this industry when I got into it. And he has been, and through Louisiana Pipeliners, I know Thel and I know Shane Crochet, and those guys are just
salt of the earth.
Correct.
Salt of the earth. Thel and I spent some time out in California together, had a great time, and really bonded out there. And we have a great friendship, and it's everlasting. So
we should create another California trip to Napa.
Oh, I've been there.
Because, you know.
This episode is sponsored by wine.
Well, I celebrated 11 years sober on July 10th, but I've been to more wine tastings because I have a friend that has a vineyard out there.
Spit it out.
I smell it.
Yeah, it smells
and
great.
And people ask me how I can do it. I'm like, well, it's like flowers. You don't need flowers. You smell them. And if you get down to it, you can really tell the difference between the wines by smelling. That's it.
My cousin is a master sommelier. Oh,
really? In Napa or Sonoma?
No, in Philadelphia.
Nice.
Okay.
So, you know, just a hobby, honestly. But it's interesting whenever, because, you know, they go through a lot of tests. It's not easy.
Oh,
No.
We have one on staff.
Is it me?
Do I know?
Right.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Not a master. And that's not his job either, just for the record. He is that on
it's
his own.
It's a hobby.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, it is a hobby.
Me
too. And it's hard to find it, you know, and my cousin took that into candle making. So the scent.
So I used to make candles. Me and my wife had a candle business for about 5-6 years.
Really?
You see how these things, they bring themselves out.
We sold a lot of candles, man.
Really?
Yeah, I got some
stories. Something.
And we lived in an apartment at the time. And our house, you would think, oh, man, y'all's house smells so good.
Yeah.
When you make every candle, there's a special smell that smells like nothing and everything.
Did you become numb to the smells after a while?
Oh, it was the worst.
Comfortably numb.
Yeah, like you didn't enjoy it anymore.
Pink Floyd.
It took a while.
I see what you did right there.
See what I did?
I caught it.
And
yeah.
Y'all are the best.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Had a great time.
Follow her on LinkedIn. She's
Heather
on LinkedIn.
Heather Kleinpeter, Vantage Contractors.
And we just connected. She is a great person for the industry. You need to go for the board of directors position in the next year or so here at LGA.
I agree.
I pointed out.
I've threatened it already.
Do it. Right. You're going to be great. We'll
be back.
We are having a LinkedIn session right now.
Yeah.
For those of
training
us that
session.
Are training session about tagging properly in LinkedIn,
correct.
Which is very important to increase exposure.
Absolutely.
And what's the other word I'm looking for? Something into
engagement.
The engagement. That's
yep.
that's the word.
Yeah.
We are chasing
industry engagement.
Engagement. Yeah, that's even more.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to do.
Oil
connect
and gas.
The dots.
Yeah. Oil and gas.
That's
energy.
Why we're here.
Our old friend is here.
Yep.
Who
we're new friends, neo friends.
We are.
Yeah, and we're
we already have inside jokes.
We're, we did these at the Royal Sonesta.
We did, like, years back.
10 Woo. Years ago.
We did. That's when we first yeah. started to meet.
Correct.
And
correct.
Then we Whoa. Reconnected right after COVID out in California.
Yep, at Anaheim.
Common Ground Alliance.
You
I
know
believe.
How many people have said Royal Sonesta this week?
Have you been in the? Have you been in it yet or
this
not?
This will be my first time.
They remodeled, right?
No, did they?
I thought they did.
Oh, I hope not.
I thought they remodeled.
Okay.
I think they just
yeah,
combed its hair a little bit.
I hope so. Okay. I mean, maybe after the flood they did, but
okay.
Just wipe it down.
Please introduce
down.
Yourself to the audience.
Oh yeah, we forgot.
Oh, all right, so
we're on a podcast.
Thel yeah. Gillis, right? Bar Air Patrol.
And what is Bar Air Patrol
do? What's
that
all about?
Val, come
so,
on, give us.
Just imagine you met me for the first time.
Okay.
Tell us.
So, you know what, James? Interestingly enough, we do nationwide aerial discovery.
Let's peel back that onion.
Yeah, so, what does that
what,
mean?
Keep
what
going,
does
baby.
That mean? All right. So, we have 45 aircraft across the U.S. We're flying for pipelines, the right-of-ways to look for geohazards, anomalies.
Dead vegetation?
Vegetation management, absolutely. So, for example, we fly Shell offshore every day because obviously what they don't want to have occur is a BP incident where a platform gave out a sheen on the water and then now they're attributed to an environmental catastrophe. So the owner-operators are absolutely insistent on maintaining the integrity of the infrastructure. And so we provide that on a daily basis nationwide. So I have 45 aircraft, I have 82 pilots.
Wow.
They're salaried, licensed, just like me, same benefits. And then what differentiates us is we maintain a 135 charter certificate with the FAA. So I have the same safety standards that American and Delta and United and Southwest. So I could charge you to fly on my aircraft. But we don't.
I got
okay.
you.
Okay.
But
we get to ride for
so,
free, though.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
So I always have a pilot and an observer, and there's a method to that madness, because if you think about an independent operator, so somebody like an owner operator that hires one guy that flies a Cessna 182, and he's on his own, you're flying, you know, at a point perpendicular to the right-of-way. He's got a tablet, a camera, and an iPhone, but wait a minute.
He's flying a plane.
He's flying a plane at 500 feet at 125 knots. He's got a tailwind. He's flying at 135. And you got a multitasking. This is not a safe environment. So we always have a pilot and an observer in every aircraft.
In other words, you take safety all the way through.
Absolutely.
I love that. Yeah,
absolutely.
I love
and
that.
We were one of the first to have our own safety management system. So when you look at the aviation audits that we go through on an annual basis, and look, Shell and Chevron, they're some of the toughest, ExxonMobil.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we pass these aviation audits annually with flying colors.
How can our audience
flying
find you
colors.
Guys? Oh, I saw that pun there.
What's that?
How can people find you easily? What's your website?
Okay, so it's www.barairpatrol.com, B-A-R-R.
B-A-R-R.
Airpatrol.com.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
And they can get a hold of you through that?
Absolutely. Or they can go to LinkedIn, because all my information, my cell phone number, my email address, all of
and
that.
And he's a master of LinkedIn.
Yeah. Well, I know now.
We're getting
okay.
we're
I learned.
Getting there. We're upgrading.
Yeah.
As
I got
we go.
Educated.
We're building on that.
I got schooled by
Jim and James. Continuous improvement.
Well, wait a minute.
It's about continuous improvement.
Jim Shower, David Love, Daytona Beach, 2022.
Jim Shower, James Cross, 2019.
I'm like,
now.
I'm like, yes. I'm still learning. I'm like, what do you mean tag somebody? Oh, tag you're it. They're like, no,
so calm. So calm.
So you're never too old to learn.
Thank you, my friend.
Gentlemen,
I'm gonna go with the high five. It was for the LinkedIn.
It was a pleasure.
We're gonna nail this thing. We'll be right back.
Thanks. So when we connect the dots in the industry, Monique Roberts was just on a few minutes ago. She left. She comes back.
Master recruiter.
With Joe. She's like, have you met Joe yet? We're like, we're going to meet him right now. And all of a sudden, we're like, Joe, do you want to be on the program?
Joe said, what is this thing over here?
He did. He's like,
I had no idea.
And we're like, we're not
talked for a few hours and didn't know what was going on. So,
well, we do this podcast during COVID time as a way to reach out to our energy industry just to give safety topics, best practices, you know, they're non-salesy, it's thought leadership, seven habits, anything to reconnect or keep connected with our industry is why we did it.
Yeah.
So, and it's a pleasure to have you on. Would you mind introducing yourself to the audience and who you're with?
Okay, so my name is Joe Klimas. I am an engineering manager for Plains All-American Pipeline, and I office out of St. James,
which
Louisiana.
Is, there we go.
Louisiana, yeah.
Have you been involved with the LGA for a while?
Oh, yeah, for quite a while, yeah.
What's quite a while, man?
I can't really pin it when I started, probably maybe 10 years.
Okay, that's
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've been around that long? It's changed?
It's grown. Remember the old Royal Sonesta days that have grown to the Crown Plaza days,
which
now to the Hilton days. It's great to see the membership growing.
On and off.
It's
well, I'm not like a member. Yeah.
That's all right.
That's right.
We won't judge you.
No, we're good. We're good. What's some of the biggest challenge that you see in the roles that you have at Plains All American?
So the role I have is like I'm capital projects.
Okay.
So
what's your biggest pain these days?
The biggest pain is growth. Okay. Right now, growth in the oil industry is not there. I mean, it's the market conditions aren't good for growth in crude oil right now. And it's a different mindset where we're just improving assets rather than building assets. So we're trying to make what we have better. Make more money for us and complement assets and stuff like that. And also reestablish new contracts with customers and stuff like that. So right now it's just kind of, we're just trying to chug along and maintain, whereas at some point we're going to have to get into some growth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We are. Have you been here since yesterday? Did you come in today?
Just for today for the pipeliners. I have commercial meetings tomorrow. So
and then you're back out.
I wish I was here
so
tomorrow.
So you didn't get to catch any of the sessions today? Or did you get to
all
catch
day some? Today.
Awesome.
All day today.
Great sessions.
All the sessions. FBI was pretty cool.
Man, I missed that when I saw that was on there.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, they talked about, cyber
security.
Security. Oh, God.
InfoSec.
It was unbelievably bad. on how people get sucked in and how they could find the weak link in your chain and just get in there. They watch you for a year before you even know.
Wow.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. We teach a course on that. We have some training on InfoSec that we've worked on and built with our experts. And it's crazy how simple some of it can be, too. You know, you don't think about people still looking over your shoulder or, skirting in the door, behind you. And simple things like that, right? Or,
We're
hunting you for a year.
We're there.
Like,
so
you wouldn't think about it.
I would say a department store, they'll wait until, it's holidays come in and,
busy.
It'll be high traffic. It's,
high traffic, Black Friday. What is it, Black Friday?
Yep.
The day after Thanksgiving.
The day after Thanksgiving. They'll hit them like that morning.
Yep. On the busiest day.
Yeah.
Yeah. they pick it. They're smart. Criminals are unfortunately smart, so we need to be smarter and thwart that.
Great topic. Great topic.
Yeah.
Joe, thanks for coming on.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, really appreciate it.
See, that was the easiest pie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Hey, we'll be
thanks,
right
Joe.
Back.
All right.
We barely walked away, and we're back. Because why?
Because we have a very special guest.
We have our good friend, Lauren, who I think we just met for the first time officially today, but she looks familiar. I think we've seen her at other events.
How did you hear about us? How did we How did this even transpire? That's how it happened?
Well,
and
go ahead, tell your story.
I don't remember, honestly. It feels like a lifetime ago, but it's been about a minute or an hour.
And Jamie Blink, our friend from the Tapman Group, who is running this great organization, came to me and said, I want you to meet Lauren. And all of a sudden I said, great. And she's like, I don't know where she is. And all of a sudden she brought you over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
So welcome.
Do us a favor. Introduce yourself, who you're with, and what you do.
Absolutely. I'm Lauren Tipton. I'm with Elemental Compliance. I'm a co-founder and co-owner. But one of the things that I'm really excited about here is being the secretary for Young Pipeline Professionals USA for the 2021 to 2023 service year.
Okay, let's peel back that onion.
Unpack that.
Yeah, let's peel that back. What does that mean? What is that organization?
Tell us a little bit about that.
Young Pipeline Professionals is an organization with the mission to connect, educate, and develop the future leaders of the pipeline industry. We're based in the USA, but we have sister organizations through Young Pipeliners International in Canada, Mexico, China, India, all over the world. And our goal is to provide education to the next generation of leaders. So we do that through educational webinars, through our symposium that's every other year, and through networking events to just connect all of our members and bring them together and increase their knowledge base.
I'd be far understated if I say that is a great initiative. We need that in our industries, and I'll say industries, our market segments, all the way around. Right. That's fantastic.
And we know Jim identifies as a young pipeliner.
No, I am.
So are there like
honorary members? If he identifies as 35 or under, he can join. Yeah.
Man, you just missed it.
No, she said if I identify as one. No, I want to support.
Can he be grandfathered in?
Oh,
we actually have opportunities for experts, mentors, right? Advisors.
I want to do it.
Yes, absolutely.
No, I do. I absolutely want
to. We look for people to provide.
You know who needs to get involved in Young Pipeliner?
Jeff Isbell, Steve Allen.
I'm thinking on the other side. Do you know someone young in your life that maybe could get involved?
Summer Shower? My daughter just
maybe
graduated
you can
from
you. Mentor her and y'all could both get in.
Absolutely.
Wow, together. She's 23
we're
years
workshop.
Old. Yep,
yes.
Yep. Okay. Yes. Summer Shower, we're coming for you for this. This
we
is going to be good.
We just told you.
Well,
how
and
this
student,
is
we
go.
Can have student members too. People that are in a technical path or getting a degree in something that could support pipeline can still join and kind of get a taste for what we do, join our webinars, connect with other people, and then potentially find a job in pipeline. So
that's fantastic.
We got it all.
Yeah. What's the best way for people right now to go on that device and do something? How would they find you so they could start the process?
They would go to yppusa.org, and there is a big button that says join now, and membership is free. And you just enter your information, and our membership engagement person reviews the application, and you should be admitted within a week.
And I'm being serious. If I were to go there, being at my age, but I wanted to be a mentor or be a subject matter.
Please put a comment explaining that.
You could reach out to our email, which is also on our website.
And do it that way.
And go through
that
method.
Tell me you know someone.
Yes.
I bet you there's people out there like me that say, you know, this is a great thing. We want to share that knowledge. Because that's the biggest issue we have, is that we have a lot of our generations that are retiring, and they have a wealth of this knowledge that's going to leave with them, and we need to keep it in the industry and keep passing
it
down.
We want to give it all away.
Yeah.
Right?
We want to give it all away.
We do.
That's why we were formed, so that's exactly our goal.
Lauren, thank you so much
for
joining us. We're
going
to have you back
absolutely.
On. We've already committed. We're going to have her back on.
For a full segment?
For a full one.
Absolutely.
You, maybe a friend.
Great. This is fantastic.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back.
Okay. Well, wait. We're back, and we're going to hear
a story.
There's always a story we have. I come back to the booth, and James picks up. Can I just show this real quick on the camera?
It's very well wrapped.
This is at the booth.
Here, I'll put it closer. Look at this. Look at this craftsman.
Look at the rolls. Look at the layers. So what is this? He's like, it's a cinnamon roll. Sue Guidry had one last night, and she was
she
hiding it.
She almost killed a man over it.
Yeah, a guy was going to grab it, and she's like, don't you touch my cinnamon roll. And so all of a sudden, one pops up here, and who delivered it?
Chris.
Chris, introduce yourself, please, to the audience.
While we eat the cinnamon roll.
I'm Chris Crin. I work for the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. I've been with them about a year and a half as an inspector.
As an inspector, okay.
Yes, sir. And in the northwestern part of the state.
Okay, the Monroe, Shreveport.
Shreveport area.
Bossier.
Yeah.
I've been there, brother. I've been there. Okay.
And what, for those that maybe aren't local to Louisiana, can you explain a little bit what that group does?
So we're just compliance. We make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to. We are partners for PHMSA.
Okay. Well, like the PSC and yeah. other places, right?
Yeah.
Like Alabama PSC. Sorry, we're just going to get into this.
Wow.
So tell us about these cinnamon rolls. More importantly, why cinnamon rolls?
Because I
What's
love
the
them.
Story?
I honestly, so I got bored in one of the PHMSA classes and stuff.
Allegedly.
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 Is this today?
No. Oh. So this is when we were doing them all virtual. So I was sitting at home listening to them talk on the computer anyway. So it's all sourdough.
Oh,
and it's a home. It's my homemade
home
sourdough.
Starter?
It's not. I did not buy a starter. I made it myself. You mix flour and water and set it on the counter until it bubbles.
That is, okay. I gotta tell you a story. There's a place out in San Francisco on the wharf that has famous for sourdough bread, and they've never all they do every day is just add more ingredients. Mm-hmm. So conceivably you could be eating sourdough bread from 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Because they never clean it out. They always just add more stuff
yeah.
in. Add it.
Yeah, that's a year old, the starter is.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you meant the cinnamon roll.
No.
I was like, it tastes pretty fast.
No, the cinnamon roll is made on Sunday.
So the starter, you understand that in that concept
yeah.
out there. They say it's like 137 years old, their starter. This is fantastic. Okay.
Hold on. We probably shouldn't eat while we have a podcast. People that don't see the video are just confused.
I'm sorry. Yes, we're
so
devouring this.
You learned this during that time, and you just decided, I'm going to surprise everybody with cinnamon rolls.
So I'm not a small person.
No.
If I ate all the bread that I made, I would be a much larger person.
That's fair.
So I can't make a small amount, so I just make a bunch up and give it away.
Have you thought about selling them yet?
I have, but then it becomes a job.
Okay, and not a passion and
yeah,
a hobby.
That's what I'm
yeah.
about.
But I tell you what, though, for
maybe that's why we don't get paid for the podcast.
Well, it's another thing is, how much would you pay for that?
I don't know, $1, $2. I don't know.
Who cares?
There's like 10 hours of work.
I wouldn't.
That.
I would trade
oh,
it.
Really? Yeah. So you should be paying $5 for it.
I'd trade a hat for it.
That's what brought Chris over. I said, why did you bring this to us? He goes, your hats are awesome,
yeah.
right? He wants a hat.
And they're all out.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. We got a mailing one.
Okay. We'll take care of you.
Well, Chris, thanks for the cinnamon roll.
No problem.
Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for all you do. Here in the great state of Louisiana.
Yeah, thanks for keeping us safe and in talking to people and educating them. That's the key to what you do.
Yep.
Doing what I can.
I shake your hand, but I'm a mess.
I know. I don't know what to do.
I'm a gooey mess. There we go.
Boom. There it is, man. All right. Hey, we'll be right back.
Keeping us safe right here. We are back. Our neighbor. Okay, James, I got to tell a story. So I've been walking out of my hotel room every night, and then down at the hall at the end, there's a suite, and there's these parties going on.
Where's he going with it?
People are partying in there. I kept wondering. I'm like, who's in there? I wish I was invited. Lo and behold, I walk by our
booth. He's been invited.
Oh.
Okay. I walk by our booth partners next door, and the room number, I'm like, oh, that's like four down. That's who's having the party. So Aaron is our friend from next door here. Aaron, please introduce yourself to the audience.
Hi. I'm Erin McKay with Evergreen Compliance, and my AKA is That Compliance Lady. We have software that scrapes all of the data and guidance off the PHMSA websites and makes it so you can actually find it.
Oh, whoa.
I see.
Did you hear what that scrapes?
So wait,
scrapes?
You're the compliance lady.
I am.
You're the compliance
lady. I am the compliance lady.
We've been looking for you.
You literally have a booth that says the compliance lady.
I actually
lady.
Have one, a great big sign over there.
Love it. So are you a long-time LGA-er?
This is my first time,
time
at LGA.
Same.
Is same. It? Really?
How's it been?
It's been amazing. I in the past, used to go to API and a lot of the bigger ones.
Sure.
And, of course, with COVID, I literally started development of this tool right when COVID started.
Okay.
And so we've had a slow roll, as you can imagine, getting it out. Yeah. And a
lot
so
of time to hone it.
We did, and that's actually what we did. We developed it, we honed it, we rolled it out to people we knew. I did a lot of it from Zoom and emails because I know people all over the country. And but this has been so fun to be here face to face. And even people that know me, that know what I've been doing, now that we've been able to actually show them, they're like, oh my God, I didn't know it could do that. So it's been amazing. We did a vendor track today. There was a ton of people in there. So it's been amazing.
Good deal. How do people find you? What's your website?
ThatCompliancelady.com.
I'm sorry, one more time?
ThatCompliancelady.com.
I love that. That's cool. That's a great.
It's hard to remember.
That's a great thing.
Awesome. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was good to see you.
Absolutely.
And come on up to the party.
I think I'm going to have to stop by tonight.
I mean, it is next door.
Thanks, you guys.
We'll be
thank
back.
You.
But nothing God. Like Todd Cash joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Busy week this week.
Yeah, it's been a good week.
LGA. Yeah, it's good to be back. Very You've been so. Here a long time, right? You and Jim?
We got in.
Yes.
I mean
LGA.
Yeah, I started in 2008.
Yeah, 2008. Yeah. Yeah, when I started coming also.
Yeah, so yeah. It's been, we're going on 14 plus years. And it's been great. You know,
don't say
I mean,
that out loud. It makes it real.
Okay, well, more than 10.
This
we'll
is
just
my
do that.
First one, though. But I will say it's been amazing. I've said it over and over. I'm sure the audience is tired of hearing it. But really, I've been super impressed.
It's been
I don't
fantastic.
Know that I've been at a conference where everybody was so open. It was very conversational.
Right,
a lot of the sessions
right.
you're in, like, just turn into conversations.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I really like that. And I sat in on yours earlier.
Great.
And that's
great.
Why we wanted to bring you on.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, one, okay. tell us who you're with and the solutions that you bring to our industry. But let's peel back the onion. What did you present on today? Let's let our
okay.
listeners know.
Okay. So today I presented on ESG, environmental, mm-hmm. social governance, about how it relates to what we do as an industry, right?
Right, right, right.
And how we can take credit for the things we already do that address those things. So, you know, you're reducing emissions. Well, you're fixing leaks all the time. Take credit for that.
Yep.
Right? You know, we're training people all the time. Take credit for that. That's a big part of the social piece.
Absolutely.
Right? So, you know, you got cybersecurity programs there you go.
And governance.
So it doesn't have to be this animal that you have to be completely afraid of.
Right. It seems like this whole new concept, and really when it's packaging it all
right.
with a label, and it was very clear. I even joked about, I think we're just going to adopt it for our culture, you know, as a whole, because it still works. You know, if
yes.
everything falls in those, I mean, obviously in our world, our environmental is a little different, you know,
right.
being a technology company, but all the other stuff is dead on. I mean,
yeah.
training to ISO, you were talking
right.
about ISO, that's governance,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
I mean,
but if you guys put in, replace sure. your light bulbs, right?
No doubt, no doubt.
There you go. That's, you
using
that's
our hosting provider and their
right.
stats, right?
Yeah,
by
exactly.
proxy.
Exactly.
It's really becoming aware. It's almost like pipeline safety management systems where you might be doing a lot of these things right now, but you're just not aware that.
And you're not tracking and measuring it, right?
Right,
to
exactly.
some degree.
Yes.
Which,
at whatever level,
whatever
right?
level
you talked
it is.
About
it's
that.
It's like everything else. If you don't document it,
uh-huh.
it didn't happen.
That's
uh-huh.
true.
Right?
For the good, bad, and the ugly.
And if you're going to document it, you better do it.
You better do it, yes.
Right? I mean, Or make an attempt, right?
Right. Yeah.
I
don't
mean,
make
you know
promises that you can't keep.
Yeah.
You
that
know,
was
that,
a big
that, that's right. the big thing. You see a lot of that there. People are expected. They think they have to do that, and you don't. You just say this is what we're going to do. This is where we're moving towards, and show progress. And you know, it's that simple, actually.
Todd, I don't know. Did we cover who you're with and
no.
and what you guys do?
Nope, not yet. Yeah.
If you don't.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We didn't.
Oh, okay.
No,
I thought
no.
you did.
No, we didn't.
Sorry, it's
no.
our first podcast.
We jumped right in the presentation, but. Give a little shout out to your company.
Sure. So I'm with InStore Gas. So we're the largest privately owned underground storage in the U.S.
And I learned that today.
We were talking
earlier.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
We have six facilities, about $130 billion in base gas, and about 170 miles of transmission pipe.
Okay. Interesting.
So,
okay.
So we're all up and down through Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, and New Mexico.
Very nice, very nice. Well, Todd, it's been awesome.
Yes.
We appreciate everything you do.
Thank you for your time today, speaking today.
I love the session.
Great.
Scott came out talking to me about it. I had to leave early because some other guy had a session. But, man, I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on, and we'll be right back.
All right.
See you in a bit.
Thanks.
This is LGA at its finest.
Love it. There's a
final night.
Yep.
Final night.
People are laughing. I mean, really, I'm looking around.
Did he just take a champagne bottle? Never mind.
I don't know. I don't know. What a week, Jimmy.
Well, I'm envious of you, and I'm also envious of myself. One, for you, you get to go home tomorrow. We whooped it up on that. Bourbon Street last night. We met so
very
far,
little. Yeah, yeah.
Probably 599 people out of the 700 here.
It feels like it.
And but I get to give a presentation tomorrow from 2 to 3. So I'm glad. I'm happy that I get to stick around to do that.
Yep. And then you're flying out Friday.
Flying out Friday.
It's good. It's a good show. You said it. We met a lot of people. I swear. I think we recorded with 30 people. You know, close to it, 25, 30 people this week.
Yep.
That's got to be a record for us. That's for sure. We've never been so popular. Met tons of new friends. I mean, really, which is saying something because we know a lot of people.
We do.
And we were just talking about that. And we met a lot of new people.
A lot.
Very cool people.
Yeah, we did meet a lot. And these are... I could already tell these are friends for life. These aren't just acquaintances. These are people that we're going to be bonding with and strategizing and collaborating with going forward. These guys are going.
I love it.
Can you hear it?
I don't know. Our audio is so good now.
It's fantastic. No, I love the interaction.
It's been great. And then, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm going to call the shot again. I'll tell you what. We recorded a live episode that people are going to get to see with Miss Monique Roberts, and I tell you what, best show we've ever done, and I love our guests, you know I do, but I'm telling you, man, this place is out of control. It was great.
Yeah.
She's a rock star. I love that we got to do it in her home state where, yes, you know, she and her family, so respected.
Her
I can't wait for it to come out.
Yeah, her grandfather.
I mean,
she's third generation.
Incredible, right? Yeah. Like, and we had a blast, and we had fun doing it. We got done, and we both looked at each other like, best episode ever.
And what was the one nice thing about it? We did it knee to knee, and that was a term we've been using where we've been sitting all together here. Nothing against Zoom. We love Zoom. I mean, it helped us so much, and it continues to help us. But when we can get side to side, elbow to elbow, knee to knee, it's great.
About it. Well, yeah. Jimmy, we've been on quite the run this summer, and I don't want to say it's drawing to a close, but it's drawing to a close, and then we're going to kick into the fall. You know, I'm saying from our show standpoint,
yep,
we're going to kick into the fall, and then we've got a handful more to knock out in the fall, but it's been kind of cool to hang. You know, it seems like we got to hang out 4 or 5 times in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
That's been very rare over the last couple of years.
It has been. Yeah. It has been extremely rare, but it's been extremely valuable on so many ways.
Absolutely.
And brother, I wouldn't do it.
Get to do it here. I will say this, that to then go on hiatus for a little bit, take a break, but to get to come here to LGA, that you've talked to me about this conference for years.
Years.
It was so cool to get to come down here and have kind of a guide, you know, to take me through it all, and it delivered. I mean,
did it meet your expectations?
Best conference I've been to all year, and I'm not just saying it because LGA is looking at me. I mean, I mean it. I really enjoyed it. I loved the content. Every session I attended was impressive. Good content, conversational. Nobody had their guard up. Like, we were talking about real stuff. Real situations with real inspectors, with real, you know, PSC members from all over.
Yeah, multi states.
I'm in. Yeah. Sign me up.
You're a believer.
I want to be back. Yeah,
you're
I want to come back. It's gonna be hard for me not to come back to this conference every
That's
year.
My point. Is once you're there, it's like hard to say no. I can't go back because there's so
and I
much.
I love the people.
Yes.
I'll
say without
that
a doubt.
Too. I've always loved people in the South. I just do.
Yeah,
but. A special group here, you can tell where their heart's at, you can tell everybody has a singular mission.
Yeah.
You know, do this thing great and do it safe, and I just love seeing it. That's all
I'm glad I finally got you here. I'm glad you experienced it. I'm glad you embrace it, and I'm glad you're gonna come back. I haven't missed one. I think it's been 14 or 15 years.
That says something.
Other than COVID. And I will continue because there's, again, so much value, not just here, but regionally at small. But again, when we have operators from the Northeast to California coming here, think about that, folks. That's
says a lot. A lot. And so many, I've said it before, but so many inspectors here, so many PHMSA folks, PSCs. And they came on and talked to us like it was no big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the part that I loved about it. Who are we talking to? Jonathan from Alabama PSC.
Randall Hand. Randall's here. Chris.
He wouldn't come on and talk to us yet. But, you know, like down-to-earth folks.
Yeah.
Looking to make a difference, not just run around with a book throwing it at people. I mean, it was really neat to get to sit down. Somebody, we got a cinnamon roll.
Oh, from Chris, yeah. State inspector brought over a cinnamon roll.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's...
He's the bad guy?
He's
a... He brought us a cinnamon roll. Ah, man, I love that. It's a good show, man.
All right, brother.
Good to do it with you, too.
Absolutely. All right, book it for next year. We're back next year.
Back.
Here.
So. Hey, man. It's been great. We'll see you next time.
Stay safe, everyone.